Okay, why don't we get started? Okay, this is David Corus, co-chair of the Finance Committee and chair of the board. It's Tuesday, October 17th. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 10:06 a.m. For those, excuse me, dialing in, we're having our first hybrid meeting, and so I think technology seems to be working pretty well. But if there's a glitch, just have patience, and we will rectify it as soon as we can. I'm going to start with roll call in no particular order. David Corus is here. Paul Hinch
here.
John Johnson. John.
Here.
Tom Patton.
I am here, yes.
And Doug Delena. Okay, with four present, we have a quorum. I'm going to move on to approval of the September 19th committee meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved,
David. Moved by John. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Moved by Paul. Any questions, comments, or requested amendments?
David, I'll abstain. I was not present.
Yep. Cool. Okay. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. Three in favor and one abstention. And now we'll move on to public comment. Are there any members of the public who wish to speak at this time? And they can take themselves off mute. Okay. So just remember to take yourself off mute, and indicate your name. Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the financial update. We'll start with our overall report, which you all have in front of you, the thicker stapled package. Tom, you should have it digitally. And Paola, welcome and your permanent position.
Thank
And
you.
walk us through.
We will start with the statement of revenue and expenditure, page one.
Tom, can you hear Faye? Okay.
I can, yes. Thank you.
Good.
Just highlighting some amendments that were made for fiscal year 2023. We have received the quarter assessable revenue from Gateway. You will see that $73,000 included on the revenue. And as well, depreciation for the NLSP and the expenditure for other. That is because we have received substantial completion of the state fair that was capitalized, and we have generated depreciation on it of 1.415988, with an amended total change in net position of 4118665. Moving on to fiscal year 2024. Lease rent for the first quarter of NEO, $500,000. Impact fee from Gateway, 81182. And pilotage commission for the period July to September, $27,273.
So, Phil, hold on just one second, if you could stop there. So, the $500,000 from NEO, we booked it. Have we received it as well?
No, there was a delay, so it
okay.
Should be received this month as well as the second quarter.
And that represents that big jump in receivables and prepaids on the balance sheet, then I presume.
Yes, you will see
okay.
The
right. Thank you. I got it.
Expense, yeah. Salaries and benefits, 156,229. Contractual services, 119,965. Marketing and business development, 0 for the quarter. Administrative and general expenses, 23,400. And other, 82,920. Total earning, 382,514. Change in net position for general operations, 225,956. Other revenue, capital contribution received from the state, 30,035,173. Capital contribution received from our partners, 23,750,000. And interest income on our investments, well, on our accounts, 125,672. Expenditure for the state fair, insurance 40,083, lease rent 147,638, and depreciation for that quarter 118,429. Total change in net position for other 1,371,971, and total change. Oh, I'm sorry. Total change in net position under 52,538,874. And total change in net position 52,764,831.
A banner quarter.
For the quarter. supporting documents on page 2 and page 3. A breakdown of payroll expenditure, a breakdown of the contractual services, a breakdown of marketing and business development, a breakdown of administrative and general expenses, and a breakdown of other. Any questions in terms of the analysis?
So the external legal expenses are $20,000. What was that for? Is that FOIA?
There was a large FOIA expense, a FOIA bill, as well as a police bill, police bills.
I might add that I'm also approving the legal expenses right now, and we have basically eliminated the FOIA backlog from 7 down to 1 during this period. So in our next report, there will be a significant increase in the external due to FOIA because we have now eliminated basically that particular task that's been before us for quite some time.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Faye, I have a kind of a silly question, but $50 million is a lot of cash. Where is it? Do we actually hold that, or does the state retain it, or where is that cash, that restricted cash, actually?
Webster.
I'm sorry, Tom. 50 or 15 million? What 50, did you?
50, he was talking.
The 52,764. 831, which figure are you referring to?
I refer you to the balance sheet with 50 million of restricted cash. I was just wondering.
That is in Webster.
It's in Webster, yes. Okay. And what kind of, do we have a limitation on what kind of account we can have?
No, it's not garnering the interest that it could be right now, but it's also going to be drawn down in such a short time frame because of the capital expenditures anticipated on the pier that it will be drawn down within months. And so the process of shifting it around and the approvals to do so from the escrow, it would garner more interest, but we've thus far made the decision that it's just not worth the process.
I agree. I think it's less about interest and more about safety.
Yep. Fair. We're not going to carve it up into, enough accounts to have it be below the threshold. So,
okay, thank you.
So, moving on to the balance sheet, meeting Tom on page 4. Assets as of September 30th, 2023, cash and cash equivalents 1.322408, restricted cash 5,333,603, due from State of Connecticut 40,214. Receivables, deposits, and prepaid expenses, 608,528. Non-current assets, capital assets, net of accumulated depreciation, 266,692,994. Right-to-use assets, net, 617,4984. total assets accumulating to $325,172,731. Current liabilities, accounts payable $93,576, amounts due to NEO $148,878, retainage payable $86,26,550, unearned revenue $10,855, lease liability current $487,207, accrued expenses and other $68,835, a total of $942,7902. Lease liability long term $5,392,501. Net assets amount $310,352,329. Net position as of beginning of period $257,587,498. Change in net position for the period $52,764,831. Net position as of September 30th, 2023, $310,352,329. Questions related to the balance sheet?
None.
Moving forward, page 5 is a breakdown of the capital assets with the depreciated value. Page 6, statement of cash flow. Cash flows from operating activities. Cash received for services, 21219. Receive bond funding received from the state of Connecticut, 30,035,173. Funding received from NEO, 23,750 million. Cash payments for customers, 324,207. Cash flow from capital and related financing activities, 22,874,413. Cash flow from investing activities. Interest from CT Investments, 125,688. Interest on NEO Investments, 63,94. Interest on the deep accounts, 14,26. Net change for investing activities, 37,95,281.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we need to, you tell me, I'm not sure if we need to make a distinction between deep and Connecticut, because we are entitled to the interest, I think, I'm pretty sure, maybe it's a small amount, but we're entitled to the interest on the deep account.
Okay.
So if the distinction is just between the interest that we're entitled to versus the interest that is encumbered for others,
okay,
deep and the first line can be consolidated. But if it's easier to, you know, keep it broken out for some reason, it's not that big of a deal. But
no, that's fine. Thank you, David.
But that money, that interest doesn't go to deep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We should verify it and make sure.
Because that is separated as a... Separated as unearned for you.
Okay.
So I will verify that.
Yeah.
But it is an insignificant.
Yeah.
Total change for the period, $37,95,280.87. Cash, cash equivalents, and restricted cash as of June 30th, 2023. 28,67,29.93, and cash and cash equivalents and restricted cash as of September 30th, 2023, 51,656,010 or 011. And we have the breakdown as seen on the balance sheet, but cash and cash equivalents 1.322408 and restricted cash 50,333,602. Moving on to page 7. Analysis of project balances as per core. We have the balance, the bond allotment, expenditure as of June 30, 2023, expenditure for fiscal year 2024, and encumbrances for fiscal year 2024, and the available funds as of September 30, 2023. Totaling 15,849,205.
Can we just add a column to this with the project name?
Oh, definitely.
Along with the ID, just so I can.
You can find it.
Yeah.
Definitely. Any questions? And to tie this on page 8, so the analysis from page 7 went into page 8, which is your ORP report for the quarter ending September 30, 2023. General operations balance as of the start of the period, 1.543267. Funds received during the period, 21219. Expenditure paid during the period, 242178. With a balance of 1,322,308. .4 provision for salaries and benefits. Balance as of start of period, 0. Funds received for the period, 0. Expenditure for the period, 155,922. Core bond projects. Balance as of the start of the period, 48,823,804. Allocations received for the period, 0. Encumbrances for the period 2861876 and expenditure for the period 13112723. Balance as at the end of the period 15849205.
And just so we're all clear, the expenditure for the period 30 million of that is just because the state bond allocation passes through our core account.
Yes.
So it's not really that 30 million was spent. It was just shifted down to the peer project.
Yes.
Fund.
So that 30 million will be part of the funds that were received for the state peer project that went to Webster, the funds that went to Webster. New London State Peer Project, quarter ended September 30, 2023. Funding received, 53,750 million. Total received as of September 30th, 311,350,000. Encumbered non-construction costs for the period, 5,542,125. And as of September 30th, 3,53,10,840. Encumbered construction costs for the period, 47,452,853. As of September 30th, 272,849 million. Total costs for the quarter, September 30th, 2023, 52,994,978. And as of September 30th, 308,159,840. Total funding available as of September 30th, 2023, 319,160. Pages 9 and 10 are supporting documents for the information provided on the ORP report.
Great. Any questions or comments?
I have none.
Okay. Maybe I'm going to go a little bit out of order here, and I think I'm going to do 4B before 4A because we just reviewed it. So that page 8 of your packet there was the OFA quarterly report as of September 30th. And so having just reviewed it and not hearing any questions, I'll entertain a motion to recommend approval to the board for submission to the Office of Fiscal Analysis.
So moved.
Moved by John. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Tom. Any comments or discussion? Okay. All in favor, please indicate aye.
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 Okay, the quarterly report is unanimously recommended to the board for submission. For 4A, we have a series, a handful of budget modifications. You'll all recall that our budgeted end of year net surplus is just over 900,000. And so what we have before you today are basically one budget transfer and two additional budgeted items that Ulysses, you'll walk us through, or Faye?
Faye's going to walk us through the modification.
Okay, so Faye will walk us through the proposed budget modification and then we can have a discussion.
Okay, so there are four proposed modifications. First one, contractual services for audit. The revised budget has been increased to 80,000 to reflect the estimated fee of 78,700 as proposed by Cone Resident LLP in the engagement letter for fiscal year 2023. That is a change of 45,000. Contractual services for communication, outreach, and sponsorship. There was a request of 50,000 by Chairman David Boris for the funding of workforce training relative to operations at the state fair.
I can speak further about that if folks have questions, but we've been in, you know, discussions with labor at the pier, particularly the longshoremen, around training on certain specialized equipment. Gateway is going to be contributing funding to that process. We are hopeful that Ørsted is going to contribute funding to that process as well, but it is not definitive. And so in order to expedite that and get the workers on the equipment, particularly the SPMTs, which are I'm not going to remember what that stands for, but they're the remote controlled multi-wheel mobile units that move stuff around the facility. I would like us to agree to split the costs with Gateway. This is not the entirety of the training program, but it's a first step and one that I think, frankly, we owe it to the workforce to enable them to evolve and adapt with the changing facility, given that they were out of work for the construction period. And, we expect them to be an integral component of the port's operations going forward.
So this is the training of the ILA, right?
Yes, correct. It would be down in Texas, I believe. Again, the first phase is the SPMT. It's a total cost of $100,000. In order to make sure that it happens, I'd like us to commit to split that with Gateway. If Ørsted ultimately does contribute, then that could defray some of this cost to a future phase. But this will at least allow stuff to get started.
And they'll get started right away on that?
Yeah.
How many people?
Yeah, I don't recall exactly off the top of my head, but it was between a half dozen and a dozen.
Yeah, small number.
Right? Yeah. Self-propelled modular transporter. Thank you, users.
I don't know why I didn't remember that.
Thanks, evening.
God help us.
Contractual services general. This is a reduction from 50,000 to 10,000. Funds are being diverted from this line item to assist in the proposed contractual services expenditure. This expenditure is not foreseen to exceed the remaining 10,000 budgeted for the fiscal year. And then consultant and professional services is being increased from 30 to 80,000, a change of 50,000. This expense was mainly utilized for the contracting of services from Productivity Robert Half Agency for the administrative assistant and finance manager temp positions, covering the period July to September 2023. It also incorporated a finder's fee in the employment of their contracted staff for the permanent role of finance director. Total proposed change or modification, 105,000, which will reduce the existing surplus of revenue expenditure for the period or for the fiscal year from 919,616 to 814,616.
Any questions on any of those?
I'd like to have surplus that we can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put this again, it's great.
Right. So the net change in the budget of 105,000 because of the transfer reduces our projected surplus to 814. Obviously, still a healthy amount given our budget size. Any comments or questions before I entertain a motion?
So on that finder's fee, yeah. What was the amount of that?
The amount is included, it's estimated to be 17,000.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve those budget modifications?
So moved.
Is there a second? Second. Any further comments or discussion? Okay, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, anything else in the financial update there?
No, everything has been concluded
online. Great. Any?
Just like to say that Faye's her presence as previous to this committee was as the temporary finance manager. And we're happy today that she is now serving as the finance director for the CPA. And we've just been very, very fortunate and pleased with you all, with her performance throughout that period. So
who was your previous employer?
Professional
Services,
Onyx Professional Services
Limited,
that's actually
Trinidad and Tobago. Very sure. Any old business? Any new business? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Hello.
By John, is there a second?
Okay.
Second by Paul, meeting is adjourned at 10:34. Thank you, everyone. Tom, thanks for dialing in.
Thank you.